Lord's table. Let me read to you a couple of verses from the writings of the Apostle Paul. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23, says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" The communion elements really have no magical power in and of themselves. The only person with the power here is Jesus. He alone saves the lost sinner. But the elements are really designed to get us to focus on what he did for us 2,000 years ago. One of the biggest problems in fallen humanity is ingratitude. It's one of those things where you don't really appreciate something until you lose it. And we're so blessed here in the United States of America. We're so blessed in the body of Christ. We're so blessed basking under the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that we forget the price that was paid to give us our standing before God. Had Jesus not entered into history, and had he not stepped into the line of fire to absorb the wrath of God the Father in our place, we would have nothing in terms of lost sinners in Adam's lineage. We would be enemies of God, we would be alienated from him. And yet all of that has been reversed because of what Jesus has done for us. And so that we always have this heart of gratitude, this attitude of gratitude, the Lord has instructed in his church that we regularly commemorate what he did for us through the elements. The bread would represent his body, which absorbed the wrath of a holy God in our place, and the cup would symbolize or represent his blood, which was spilled on our behalf. And so at this time, let's take the elements and take the bread. And remembering the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, shall we eat together? The book of Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22, end of the verse, says, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness." Because his blood was shed for us 2,000 years ago, I don't have to be concerned about my blood being shed for my sins in the final judgment. Jesus did that for me. And thus the blood of Christ purifies us from all sin and all godlessness. And that's what we recognize when we take the cup together. So at this time, let's take the cup. And remembering the blood of the sacrificed Savior, shall we drink together? Shall we pray? Father, we stand in awe of what we have. And sometimes when you're given such a magnificent gift, you have a tendency to forget the price that was paid to procure for us so great a salvation. But we stand today as a church thinking backwards, remembering that what we have is only because of the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of your Son, who paid such a great price to gain for us such a great salvation. Help us to leave here today mindful of that fact. We'll be careful to give you all the praise and the glory. We ask these things in Jesus' name, and God's people said, amen.